Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. Now, there are a lot of ways to experience the diverse and beautiful scenery of the Lone Star State. Tell us about one you like.
Well, Tony, if you're looking for an enjoyable scenic train ride, I know just the place to go. I'm talking about the Piney Woods of East Texas. The best part is you have the Texas State Railroad there, and it's enjoyable for all enthusiasts of all ages. The Texas State Railroad can trace its roots all the way back to the 1800s, 1880s, matter of fact. The route is located in Anderson and Cherokee counties in East Texas, and I'm not sure if you know it or not, Tony, but it was originally built to transport wood and iron ore out of that region.
Ah, how did it become the official railroad of Texas?
Well, after many years of service, the railroad line was conveyed to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department with plans in turning it into a park. So in 1977, the Texas State Railroad State Historical Park opened, and it offered tourists a chance to ride a passenger train through the countryside. Then in 2003, the Texas legislature designated the Texas State Railroad as official railroad of Texas.
What makes it unique?
Well, it operates on about a 25-mile stretch of track. It's one of the nation's largest steam train operations, and it's one of very few that operates two steam trains on the same route. Today, the railroad and its two authentically reproduced depots, one located in Palestine and the other in Rusk, entertain train enthusiasts and heritage travelers of all ages who are looking to experience the thrill of riding an early passenger train. It's just a great way to see some more of our great state here in Texas, Tony.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.